Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It is October 7th, 2023, and fall colors are starting to come in the air in parts of the West Coast. How beautiful it is in the Midwest and the East, and I like the fall colors time period. I am your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Thank you for being here. We are so excited to be here. If you want to call in today, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, Todd.
That's 855-529-7234.
Remember, we're not giving legal advice, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. And read our disclaimers at RadioLawTalk.com. And by the way, you can go back and look at all of our former shows. Just type in a name or something, and it'll search for that show. You know, if you're talking about Johnny Depp or Amber Heard's case, you just type that in, and it'll take you to the shows that we talked about that. We're going to welcome KWPM 1450 AM and 105.1 FM in Missouri. They're in a number of places in Missouri, including West Plains and a number of places, and we really appreciate them coming on board. Today is going to be some very interesting cases. As we shuffle through, Todd and I review what we're going to talk about today. There's, by far, you want to put kind of the top ones up, you know, the ones that are the most interesting up top, right? Because we want to hook you in to stay here and listen to us for all 3 hours, 9 to noon Pacific time. And by the way, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If your friends want to listen, the local show radio station doesn't have us, you can listen live on our radio on our website. But we're talking about a wedgie lawsuit. That's all we're going to say. Wedgie lawsuits in the news, and we're going to get into that and talk about it. And Todd and I are going to talk. We've talked about we're going to be very careful in what we say.
That's
and we're
going to
bite our tongues.
Fred is practicing the Jedi mind trick on me right now. Todd, we are going to watch what you see. You know, we are going to watch what we say, and these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Exercise good taste, he will.
Yeah, we're going to try to do the best we can. We're going to talk about Microsoft executive ex-wife latest case, the one that was allegedly murdered by their allegations are that the ex-wife plotted to kill the Microsoft executive. And the weird thing about this is, we'll talk to you as lawyers, it's just sad that to help society and people out in general, you're taking a risk. Isn't that bizarre? That's why, you know, I can go on and on. Elizabeth Smart case, you know, not putting any people's, you know, at fault. Helped out, you know, this crazy couple and let them come and work in the house and do some work at their house, and they kidnapped their daughter, right?
Yeah.
And this case, the Microsoft executive case, he stopped in the middle of the road because there's a tire in the road I don't want anybody to hit this tire. And it was kind of on a, you know, deserted kind of area. We're going to get in details about the facts, but and he gets shot and killed. And that's a ploy, everybody, to have they'll put something in the middle of the road but make you stop and get out, and then you get shot and killed. And not only that, by the way, I know this is bizarre, and don't take this all for Radio Law Talk said this, but I didn't know this. A couple of people told me this in police officers. Did you know sometimes people will play this game, especially like gang members or something, will flash you, will keep their brights on, and the first person, if you flash them, they'll turn around and try to shoot you or something like that, or just weird things like that happen. So anyway, I digress, but this Microsoft executive is shot and killed while stepping out to get a tire out of the road, and that's how they set it up. They put the tire in the road. So be careful when there's a tire in the road. Winner, 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 chicken dinner is Lady Gaga. We're going to talk about that. And this this is a very interesting case about, hey, I'm going to commit a crime and ask for the reward. We're going to discuss that. Elon Musk custody battle. Let me tell you, I like Elon. A lot of people don't like Elon Musk. I think he's a brilliant business person. Brilliant. But I didn't know, first of all, I didn't know he was divorced so many times and had so many kids. Does he have like 11 kids or something like that? But the names of the kids, and after I read and studied this this article and these articles about what's going on with the child custody of his latest children, the names of the kids are just bizarre.
They are. He is a, very creative when it comes to the naming of his children.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about some of the names of his children and then talk about the latest custody battle on that issue. We're going to talk about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt still going. How long have they been fighting over businesses and child custody, Todd? Do you even remember in your lifetime when they weren't?
It's hard to remember because it goes back so long. To me, it's just, you know, you can leave somebody, but you can't leave them alone. And it just, you know,
just never ends. So more about this and Angelina Jolie trying to make a statement on about the judge, kind of. And she says it's not about that, but Brad says it is. And anyway, we're going to talk about that. And the final, well, we got about 20 things we're going to talk about. And then a bizarre death case. We're going to get into this really bizarre death case. And I know this sounds weird, but that's what we talk about here. So without that. Without further ado, Cal, we're here for one thing only. Let's set up, at least get going, the case or no case.
Okay, this is kind of a weird story. There's a guy named Baron Wilson was a lawyer, and by account, a good lawyer. And in a criminal case, he had a defense witness that could exonerate his client, did the pre-briefing with the witness, got him ready for testimony. Eddie LaRouche was his name, and Mr. LaRouche, that's right, his name, and he would not confirm his testimony. On the witness stand, all he would say was, I cannot recall.
And then, really? We've never had that issue, have we, Todd?
Really?
And I mean, that's all he heard. So Baron said, look, a guilty guy is going to go to prison because of this fellow, so that's the case or no case set up for the first hour.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah. Todd, have you ever had a thing where the client said one thing and then it was up there on the stand and said something different?
I've had, as a prosecutor, when police officers have said, you know, one thing in the police report. And this is the most common. They say something in a police report. You've subpoenaed them. You know they've gone over that report at least a dozen times before they testify. Mm-hmm. They get up there on the witness stand. I can't remember. Could I refresh my recollection by reading my report? Can I look at my report to refresh my recollection? And it's just like even basic stuff. Basic stuff like, were you on duty on this day?
Don't recall. But on their side, I'm going to jump at their side. Just think of all the calls they do, like crazy, like, and they probably don't remember the details without reading it, right? Without understanding. But you're right. Yeah. They probably studied it beforehand and know what's going on. But they have to be able to refer and refresh their recollection, and that's in evidence, right? That you can't use a police report as evidence.
No, you cannot.
People think that. Well, the police report says this, and by the way, Mr. Penny, the police put the other person at fault. That's not admissible in a court of law. You know?
Really? I did not know that.
No, you cannot. It's very, very rare a judge is going to allow a police officer's testimony as to who's at fault. Because the officer wasn't there.
He's not a witness.
Now, can the officer, he didn't witness it, but the officer can testify as to what the witnesses said, and this witness said, and that witness said, mm-hmm. and therefore, you know, and can say, yeah, if this is a violation of this, if this law, and they can say stuff like that, but they can't say the fault of this accident is. It's very, very rare unless they witness it. So we come back, we're going to talk about the case or no case, and then move on to the wedgie lawsuit.
That sounds uncomfortable. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk coming right up after we take our first break. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
The commercials under the announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
This is no fun.
Bill's just making up stuff that he's saying, right?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, let's do our case or no case, Cal.
Okay, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Baron Wilson said he was a really good lawyer by his own account. One day at a criminal trial, he had a defense witness on the stand who could have exonerated his client. But the witness seemed a little off, and to almost every critical question, the witness simply answered, "I cannot recall." This was contrary to the police reports, in which the witness was very specific in his recall. The witness, Eddie LaRouche, just wouldn't confirm his earlier comments or testimony, if you will, to a police officer, statement, I guess you could say. Mr. Wilson went so far as to say to the witness, when you spoke with the police, you told them this fact, whatever it was. And what do you say to that? Said Mr. LaRouche, I cannot recall. Cannot recall speaking to the police. Cannot recall your statement. Cannot recall this fact. What is it you cannot recall, sir? And LaRouche said, I can't recall. The trial ended in a guilty verdict for Wilson's client, Thomas Robinson. Robinson heard through the jail phone grapevine, that jailhouse grapevine, that Eddie was told if there was a guilty conviction because of your testimony, your current prison term could be shortened. LaRouche said, I will not tell a false story on the witness stand, therefore, except to claim that I cannot recall. So Robinson heard of the deal, asked his lawyer to appeal, and asked immediately to he filed a jailhouse lawyer lawsuit against the witness alleging false testimony. When the suit was filed, the judge looked it over and asked Mr. Robinson if he wanted to know if there was a case or no case. So, Todd, I think we can start with you. What do you think about this?
Wait, what's that? The judge looked it over and asked him if there was a case or no case?
Well, I mean, he said, do you want to file this? What do you want me to do with this? He gave him the information. It was a jailhouse lawsuit, so I think he was being irritated at the jailhouse lawyer.
Because I guess the thing is if it gets to the point where a judge is weighing in, it's already been filed, if it is indeed a case.
That's okay. Guess what, Todd?
He's deciding if he wants to try it. That's the point.
Denise isn't here. That's the thing. So we get a point automatically because he said it's a case.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. I'm going to go out on a limb. Because, by the way, I think I got enough points to win last week. I ended up prevailing.
And congratulations.
Week. So we're starting a
new... Is that four? We owe you like four?
It's like three or four. I don't know. Just give me a four-course dinner. Bag of chips, fries, a hamburger, and a drink. There's four things. So, look, I don't think this is a case. And there was just something in the way that it was set up. I'm going to go with no case on this, and probably a true scenario. There was one little tidbit that you included in there that I thought was interesting, because you said the guy kept saying, I don't recall, but then you said that he didn't even recall speaking to a police officer.
That was his claim, right.
Okay. See, that's going to be an important one, because if he said he didn't recall even speaking with a police officer, there are two ways that you can get around, or you can help get around the bad recollection. One is to refresh recollection. Give him a document, give him something. Does this help jog your memory? The other is by what's called past recollection recorded, but you would need to have evidence that I remember talking to a police officer and I remember the officer writing things down as I was explaining it to him, and then you could have the officer come in and testify to what he couldn't recall, but you can't even lay a foundation for that under this scenario. So I'm going to still stick with no case.
I think that's fair, Mr. Penny. What do you think?
Let's
about
talk
this?
About the yeah. second scenario maybe you and I don't agree, and you're smarter at evidence. By the way, Todd is the evidence guru. He is. I'll be honest. Everyone in our law firm, Todd, we won't get into details, but Todd does now work with, we work together. But it is, he's, when it's an evidence question, Todd is always the number one lawyer to talk to. I thought, if he doesn't recall, if he made a statement, and that statement is an important statement of the case, they can call the officer, no matter what that guy says, to the stand to say, this is what I was told by this individual at the at the accident scene. Are you saying they can't do that?
Well, they might be able to do it under that scenario.
Right.
Because under that scenario, the exception to the hearsay rule would be the excited utterance. If the officer's
right.
like, I took the statement from him while he was still under the excitement, before he'd had a chance to
think about it
right. and do stuff. What I'm talking about is like if there's an investigating officer.
Oh, gotcha.
Investigating, and the investigating officer takes a statement from some guy. Maybe it's a day after, maybe it's a week after.
Oh, yeah. Different.
If the guy says, I don't remember, but I remember talking to a cop and the cop wrote everything down. Well, now you've laid a foundation for the cop to come in and say, well, yeah, this is what he told me when he wrote everything down. But if he doesn't even remember talking to the cop and the cop writing it down, that's not going to work.
But unless it's at the scene.
Unless it's at the scene.
Because most of the time it's at the scene. The officer shows up at the scene. That whatever statements they make to the officer, that officer is going to testify. If they don't, if the person that made that statement doesn't follow what they said to the police officer, that officer's up on the stand saying, well, this is what happened. The accident happened. I show up and I take statements, and this is what the guy said.
Yes, the excited utterance exception.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, still under the stress.
Well, there we go.
That's why 911 calls are often admissible.
That's true, too.
I just saw this, and I'm calling, right?
Murdaugh case, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say it's a case, Cal.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that the jailhouse dude loses. They should have called the officer to the stand and got all the information about what this guy said he didn't remember saying, if it was at the scene or close to the time of the accident. So, case, and he loses.
All right, that's fair enough. And so what's going to happen next is we'll take a break. And
we'll
come back
this.
And I'll give you, because I like to tease these things
a
little
yes.
bit, you know. So we'll give you the answer to case or no case after we break away. And you've got a list of great cases on the show today, Fred.
Yes, we do. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Todd Kunin. Stay tuned as the big broadcast continues.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
News update. New this Saturday, we learned Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been in the hospital since Monday, and no one from the White House alerting the media or the public. Heavy criticism from reporters who cover the Pentagon. Austin reportedly being treated from complications following a minor elective medical procedure. Austin is 70 years old. Another handout to illegal aliens. A report from California that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will be giving free health care to another 750 30,000 illegals on top of the 1.1 already receiving it at taxpayer expense. This comes as California is facing its biggest budget deficit ever. One person killed, 12 hurt after a bus crashes in upstate New York on a highway near Lake George. Police say the bus rolled over, detectives investigating the cause of the crash. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
That is Armadillo.
Showtime. Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, let's see what's going on with Case or No Case, Cal, in the Baron Wilson good lawyer case. It's actually not him, it's his client, right?
And I did some. I was hoping you would catch something in the subtle narrative where the witness said, look, I'm going to say I cannot recall because I will not tell a lie on the witness stand. That's what he told the Barron lawyer. But anyway, be that as it may, you need to know that in this matter, it is simply something I made up.
What?
Because I wondered, I wondered what would happen if a guy just said, I've got nothing.
You know? Todd, you nailed it. I thought it's a win automatically because when he took it to the judge. A little bit of a fib on our producer side.
I prefer to use the word fabrication anyway.
a little bit of a fib.
It was the when he took it to the judge comment.
Yeah. Boy, Todd, you're way smarter than me.
All right. Next hour, the case of Greg Smith, a guy who liked gold a lot.
Like gold?
Gold.
Ooh, we like gold.
So did he. So that's coming up next hour on Case or No Case. Now, back to Radio Law Talk.
You know what's interesting about gold, Cal? An anecdotal thing that I'm going to bring up is everyone just, when was gold discovered? When did it first happen? When is the date of gold? You know, we're in California, so.
Right near where.
Hello, it's the easiest thing. My wife asked me the other day, was it like 50, 51? I go, sweetie. What's the football team's name? Which football team? The Bay Area one.
Oh, so
the 49ers?
Hello.
It was the Raiders?
They're not there anymore.
Guess what year gold was discovered, baby? Was it 49? Yes, that's why they're called the 49ers, babe. Anyway, I love that. That's just the wonderful. By the way, Sutter's Mill, which is not too far from our studio, Sutter's Mill, not Fort, was it Fort's in Sacramento?
Yep.
Sutter was a famous guy that built a mill on the river, and to, you know, they when they build mill, they're grinding weed or whatever and doing all kinds of stuff, or doing it for lumber.
Floating logs,
whatever. Yeah. And that's how it got discovered. They were out there digging, setting up this mill, and they're like, there's a bunch of yellow stuff here. And it, believe it or not, people don't realize a lot of it was the Mormon people.
Yep.
It was a Mormon crew that, you know, the Mormons went from to Salt Lake, and some of them stayed back to California to make some money, and they stayed at the Sutter's mill.
And that part worked out well because Sutter hired a lot of people to develop his property.
Right.
Yeah.
So what it came down to is, if you ever go to Sutter's mill, you'll see this. I didn't understand what it is. This Mormon, all these Mormon cabins. What does the Mormon have to do with it? It's because they were there and they were one of the ones. In fact, it was a number of Mormon guys that founded that. And whether you believe in religion or not, or this church, I'm not pushing religion. I'm just saying this is very interesting.
What's interesting is they like to pay their tithing, and the church said thank you very much.
We'll take that. Anyway, from that to a woman suing Disney. Okay, yeah. Here we go. Let's go from...
It all involves water because they dredge.
And it involves gold, too.
Yes.
Gold. So, look, you're getting up, you're in Florida, and you're going down a water slide. You come up to the slide, and it's called Hamunga Cowabunga. And all I've got to say is Hamunga Cowabunga, right? I'm thinking, all right, I better be careful coming down this ride right now.
You just look at the slide, right? 214 feet at the very end. It's about a five-story drop into a pool of water. I'm pretty certain that if you take the name, I think it's Hamunga Cowabunga.
Yeah.
And then you look at the slide. Look, I think that a defense would be precautions need to be taken.
Up to 40 miles per hour, you're coming down that thing. It's like, woo. Okay, so.
Sounds
this,
awesome.
This lady was wearing a one piece. It wasn't a two piece. And you wonder why everyone's standing at the bottom. All the guys and people are standing at the bottom of the slide.
It's a great place to relax. There's a lot of shade here. Disney's like, you know, we sell more beer at that part of the park.
That's coming down the. So as they come down, she apparently gets injured with anatomy, and we're very careful because she had a wedgie. By the way, let me tell you another side. It's an anecdotal day. I worked at a water park in 1985 as a manager in Arizona. And I've been to water parks now, and the difference in what they wear then and now, all I'm going to say is much different. Because I had an anecdotal, non-legal issue here. This is very anecdotal. I had a very embarrassing time as a young man, newly married, in my early 20s, when I was told, you need, as the brand new manager during the summer, to go talk to those French people that have showed up to Arizona that are wearing little string bikinis and floss, if you want to say it, to leave the park. That is, otherwise they're going to call the police.
Are you saying that this violates your rules?
And actually,
you may take it with you as you walk away.
Between you and I, it was no different than it was with 90% of everyone today. And I'll never forget walking over there going, I do not want to do this. And sure enough, they were packing up and leaving anyway because it was toward the end of the day. And I'm like, all right, that's done. So, woo. But my point is what they wear today at those water parks about wedgies, I think everyone has a wedgie. All over the place, and I'm just shocked at what they wear, but I guess...
But do they have what would be characterized in this complaint, an injurious wedgie? An injurious wedgie.
Wow.
That's what was alleged.
Well, no, here's the thing. If the allegations are actually true, there's no doubt this woman was injured.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Now, the issue was, and Todd brought this up, that's very interesting. The argument is, and we're plaintiff's lawyers, by the way, so we're all for the plaintiffs. But so we look at both sides, though. We look at defense and plaintiff. The argument is not, at least what we understand, and we can't guarantee this because we haven't read the full complaint. Not what, Todd? Not if they were instructed.
Yes, not if they were instructed. The argument is, their claim is that the Disney employees did not explain why the safety protocols, such as crossing your legs when you go down the slide, why that was necessary. Why that would... Why you would be at greater risk for harm if you didn't cross your...
Yeah, I think a 16-year-old boy up there or gal could be really interested, could explain the details of that. Ma'am, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen. If you go down the anatomy, he's going to get into the anatomy. Look, if they just said cross your legs, and I know most water parks is a standard thing. They say certain things you got to do. But here's the best part. This is what Todd and I were just loving. And this attorney is just very creative. I guess the question is, what should have Disney done? The most important thing they should have done is advise them about the proper things to wear. Number one, they should be wearing shorts over their bathing suit so as to not cause injury to vital areas of women going down there. And Todd and I were just picturing... All right, ma'am, there's the shorts are, when you're done with your shorts, hang them up, we'll bring them back up. Let's see, there's all your different sizes, grab a pair of shorts. And they said that Disney should have provided shorts for them to put on. Can you see that? Who was just wearing these shorts that they got a wedgie with and I'm putting these on? We're laughing. Todd and I are going, can you picture being up there on the slide and these coat hangers lined up with all these shorts? And you're like, ma'am, we'll pick what size. I know the line's long. We're picking sizes. I don't like that style. I'd like to have this style. Take one, please. All right. Those are a little big, but... The wedgie will be a little softer.
Just take a complimentary trash bag, cut two holes in the bottom of it for your feet, throw it on like one of those cheapo ponchos, and go zinging down the water slide. You know?
They could have given them disposables. That's a good thought.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but anyway, she's hurt, and they're bringing a lawsuit, and I don't doubt that she got hurt. I don't doubt the seriousness of the injuries, because if it's true, what happened when she stood up, and they took her by ambulance to the hospital. So I'm not doubting there's injuries, but I wonder what...
The thing that makes this legitimate for me is the amount they're asking for. I mean, they're not asking for millions.
Yeah, I was shocked.
She's suing for $50,000.
That's pretty low.
Pretty low.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out what's going to happen with the Disney... I'm going to say it one more time. I just like saying the... Humunga Cowabunga Slide. So when you go to Disney in Florida, and I don't remember the name of the Disney water park, whatever it is, it's in Orange County, Florida, be very careful. Cross your legs and put a pair of shorts on. We'll be back after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great stations across the country, and some of you listening also on RadioLawTalk.com, where a stream is provided at no charge. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, we're cruising along here with Radio Law Talk, hour one, segment four. This just goes by fast. Cal, is it me or did that go by really fast?
When we're having a good time, time flies. Uh-huh. So last week it was also went quickly, and the week before, and every week. That's a great thing about doing
this. Good save there, Cal. Good save there. Last week it was last week. Oh, flew by. Couldn't believe how fast it went.
No, it was great. It's a great opportunity to do the show. I love it. So
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. We're here I'm just bizarre. My timing's off. Sometimes you have to understand the way these things work in Radio Law Talk is it's a timing. We have to time exactly when commercials end and it's like, Cal, it's 9:49 and 10 and right now, boom, open. I never know when we're starting and stopping. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, cause we got the story coming up.
Right.
But before we get into that, everybody's heard the Bible story of the Good Samaritan. Right?
Yes.
So, and for those of you that haven't, the guy is beaten, left for dead. Two people pass by. They don't do anything. The Good Samaritan comes by after the priest and Levite go by. The Good Samaritan comes by, takes the guy, fixes him up, sets him up at a place to recover from his wounds, and everything is great. Well, this story that we're going to cover, if it were similar to the Good Samaritan, the Good Samaritan story would have gone like this. The Good Samaritan goes over to help the guy. He pulls out a knife, robs the Good Samaritan, takes his credit card, then goes and lifts it up in the hotel.
And kills him.
And kills the Good Samaritan. That is, because you were talking about
it. Right, right.
You were sitting about being nice to people. That's what this story reminded me of from the victim's standpoint.
And it does, to some degree, Todd. And we're not, you know, knocking people that are Good Samaritan. We want the Good Samaritans and people to help out, but you, as a prosecutor and a public defender, mainly as a prosecutor, and stuff I know a lot of cases that have come before, a lot of it had to do with Good Samaritan stuff, or in the wrong place at the wrong time trying to help or do something,
yep.
And you end up dead, or severely injured, or something happens. And what you're alluding to are some of the tricks of the trade of criminals.
Yep.
And one of the tricks of the trade of a criminal is to get you out of your car. How are they going to get you out of your car? Well, one way is what? Like here, what happened here?
Here, there was a tire, I believe, in the middle of the road. The guy stopped. The victim stopped. By the way, the victim has his infant daughter, toddler daughter, in the car with him.
Right.
He gets out of the car to move the tire out of the road. He could have driven around it.
Right.
But he does this so that other cars
won't
hit it. And as he's out of the car, he is shot and killed by an assailant, who at the time, for a while, unknown, but an unknown assailant.
And bizarre also is we, as personal injury lawyers, someone pulls off the side to pull a garbage can out of the road or whatever and gets hit. And how many cases have we handled, Todd, in our firm where someone is hit on the side of the road by stopping to help someone, and it shocks me when I'm seeing someone changing a tire on the edge of the road, and I'm just looking, all it takes is one car to just move over a little bit, and bam, takes them out. And that's what you've got to be very careful and think safety first. A lot of times when people, and again, I'm not saying when or what, but you've got to just think about it. You know, they get hit in an accident, and they're on the freeway or something, and they get out. It's like, yeah, it's dangerous sitting in your car, but it might be more dangerous stepping out on the side of the freeway, right?
Yeah.
So this is a situation where this Microsoft executive, Jared Bregan, he's got an ex-wife, and there's a huge child custody fight, and they've got twins. So it's his turn to drop the twins off at the ex-wife's house, and her name is Shanna Gardner Fernandez. And he drops the twins off, and the allegations are that she decides to off him because of all this is going on and has someone with her husband, her new husband now, Mr. Fernandez, set up an individual who, by the way, used to be was a renter at his house, at Mr. Brigand's house.
It was a renter from Gardner Fernandez's new husband.
Oh, gotcha. New husband's house. Okay, so you know, he was a renter. And he's dropping the twins off. They knew this was happening. I guess it's fairly rural kind of where they are. It's not like in the middle of this tract house. And there's a tire set. As he drops the kids off, he drives away apparently, or as he's starting to drive away, the tire's sitting there. And that's when he stops and gets out. Apparently they don't want to shoot him as he's walking the kids up to the twins up to the house. And he gets shot and killed. And that's when this individual comes forward and says, look, I did it, and I was told by Miss Gardner Fernandez and Mr. Fernandez, and I think he was paid.
The whole thing was weird. Nobody knew who did it, and obviously because of the contentious nature of the divorce, they suspected she was a person of interest, but they couldn't pin it on in the investigation, and it was kind of trying to find out who it was, and the first clue was when they caught the person that was the actual shooter.
Yeah, and go ahead.
And then when they catch him, then they find out, wait a minute, you're renting a house from the new husband of the wife,
the ex-wife.
Of the ex-wife.
Yeah.
And so the next person to be arrested sometime later was the new husband. And then we have what happened a couple weeks ago, which is the final shoe drop.
And not only that, and so this accident, she's jailed in Washington State. And apparently she's fighting extradition.
She was. She was fighting extradition,
yep.
and that was, she was arrested in the middle of August.
And it was supposed to be, it's in Florida, this case, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so they want to extradite her and send her to Florida. But her argument is, apparently, this Florida jailhouse that she'd be sitting in is overcrowded, and their allegations, her defense lawyers say that there's been 11 prisoners have died in that jail because of overcrowding and things that happen in that jail. And so she doesn't want to be extradited to that jail in Jacksonville.
And honestly, that's not really a reason to fight extradition. When you fight extradition, most of the time it's you got the wrong person. So then the jurisdiction, Florida, would have to come out and prove through fingerprinting, yes, this is the person that we have with a warrant out of Florida, and they should be extradited and sent over. So it's really a formality. But
right.
To say I should not be extradited because I don't like the conditions of the jail there is
interesting. And it's sad because the guy that was the victim, he's remarried and has that cute little young daughter, and just devastating to his new wife.
Yeah.
And so there you go. If there's a tire in the road, I guess you got to be careful. This is what the, I guess, is that the moral of the story, the tire in the road? I don't know.
Yeah, I hesitate to say, don't be nice, right?
Right.
Don't be nice, don't be charitable, but it's just,
be careful.
It's be careful, and it's concerning. Like in this case here, I think in this case here, he probably could have driven around the tire. Probably could have driven around the tire and just been on his way.
Todd, he could have parked behind it, turned on his flasher, and called the highway patrol, say, here's my location, there's a tire in the middle of the road, I don't want to get out, I'm concerned about that, but I just want you to know where I am and where the tire is. Once they mark his location by his geolocation, boom, away you can go. Good point. Yeah.
But it is bizarre. A tire in the road. Who would think about that? Oh, I'm going to go out and get this tire and be murdered. You know, that's, you can't blame him, right? I mean, you're getting a tire out of there. But I saw a guy the other day there was a strap in the middle of one of the busiest two-lane highways in Northern California. And the guy's standing on the side of the road, his car flashes on, ready to run out there and grab that thing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, dude. Is it really worth the $9 strap?
Yeah, you can buy one at the car parts store for $10, man.
Yeah, we come back hour two. We got another case or no case. We're going to get into Lady Gaga wins, and she should have won this case. I'm glad for her. And then Elon Musk's parental right fight. The names are interesting. We'll be back.
Thanks for turning on hour number one of Radio Law Talk. If your station does not carry all 3 hours, remember, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen live at no charge and listen to all of our old shows as podcasts. They're all available there for you and all at no charge. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the next hour on Radio Law Talk.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.